fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoof beats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fellow. I'm Silver. Away!
Came to live in frontier town, looked toward the future, and in many cases the past was a closed book that no one cared to open. John Larson was a comparatively new arrival. No one knew much about his background, and no one cared. He showed marked ability as a newspaper man and secured a job with Milo Phillips, publisher of the Southwest Bugle. It was after sunset when Larson rode to the old lookout tower southeast of town.
Whoa there, boy, whoa.
He was surprised to find a stranger there ahead of him.
Howdy, mister.
Howdy. You from Frontier Town?
That's right.
I was just eyeing the old tower on my way to town. What's it used for?
Well, it's not used anymore. I just came out to look it over, having in mind to write about it for the newspaper.
Oh, newspaper man, huh?
That's right.
Seems to me I've seen you somewheres before.
Well, maybe you have, stranger. I've traveled around quite a bit. I don't remember you.
Your face is mighty familiar looking. Well, don't matter. I'm looking for a man named Baskin, Sam Baskin. Know him?
Oh, sure I do. He and his wife run the hotel where I live. The Range Riders Inn, it's called. Why?
Good. Good, I say. I got some downright good news for Baskin.
Yeah?
Got it right here. You see, Sam got into a jam over in Laramie. For a time, it was suspected he'd killed a man. In fact, he was found guilty of it.
Baskin? You don't say.
Yep, after he run away, the truth come out. This here's a pardon.
So Bascom thinks he's wanted for murder.
It'll be a happy day when he learns different, eh? What's the matter, mister? Why are you looking at my vest so curious?
You're a lawman.
That's right. United States Marshal. What about it? Say, mister, what's your name?
Larson.
Hold on a minute. Now I know where I've seen you before. Did you ever go by the name of Langdon?
No, of course I didn't. Never heard of Jeff Langdon.
Jeff Langdon? Then how'd you know the first name was Jeff? I'll tell you how you knew. It's your own name. You're Jeff Langdon, and there's a price on your head. You kept putting that gun down.
That'll stop you. And this'll stop your dog.
The dog rolled over and lay still. Then Larson went to work at a feverish pace, scooping out a hollow in the hard ground. But before he could complete a grave to conceal the dead man, he heard the hoofbeats of approaching horses.
Got to get out of here. Maybe the marshal won't be identified if I take his badge. I'll take this pardon, too. May be able to use it. Ah, confound it.
The pardon tore as Larson tried to snatch it from the clutching fingers of the dead marshal. He glanced at the portion in his hand.
Well, this is the main part. I'll get out of here before those horsemen come near.
Now we know gunshots come from here.
That's right, Toto. It'll be pretty easy. See if there's anything we can do for this man.
Dog over there.
He's been hit, too.
Man not have chance to draw gun.
No. He was probably killed instantly. Let's have a look at that dog.
Him try to stand.
Wait, Toto. He's coming this way.
Maybe him not hurt bad.
Here, boy. Come on. Come on. There now, fella. We'll see what we can do for you. He's a friendly fella. Bullets seem to have creased his head. It's too bad he can't talk.
And me wash bullet wound, and him be all right.
Just a minute, Toto. Go over here to the dead man. He's holding something in his fist. Piece of paper.
Oh.
You strike a match. Let's see what else we can find.
What paper say?
It's only a scrap. We'll examine it later. But look here, Kimosabe. Look on the man's vest.
Me not see anything on vest?
These holes, they're made by a heavy pin or a badge. Hold the match closer, will you? The vest has been faded by the sun, except where it was covered by the badge.
Badge, shape a star.
This was a lawman, Toto.
Now what we do now?
I'll get a blanket from behind my saddle. We'll wrap him up and leave him here. Then take the dog to our camp until I've had a chance to talk to Sheriff Taylor.
Sam Bascom and his young wife Mary had come to Frontier Town only a few months previously and had invested all their money in a fine brick building of two stories known as the Range Riders Inn. Though little was known about the young couple, they were generally well-liked. Their hotel had a number of permanent residents, one of whom was John Larson. It was a little earlier than usual when Larson descended the stairs to the hotel lobby.
Good morning, Mrs. Bascom.
Oh, Mr. Larson. I didn't expect you'd be down for another half hour.
A little earlier than usual, I dare say, but I wanted to discuss some business with your husband. Is he around?
No, sir, not right now. He went over to the bank.
Oh, that's too bad.
Is there anything I can do?
Well, perhaps there is. You and your husband are partners in the hotel, aren't you?
Yes.
Then I can talk to you as well as your husband.
Well, if it's about your bill, Mr. Larson...
Yes, it is.
I can let you know how much it is in just a moment.
That won't be necessary because I'm not going to pay it.
I beg your pardon?
I've decided that from now on I'll live here without charge.
But Mr. Larson...
Moreover, I propose to eat here without charge.
Well, after all, Mr. Larson, we're in business...
I haven't finished, Mrs. Bascom. I propose to receive a share of the profits from you and your husband. A substantial share payable each week.
You must be out of your mind if you...
My dear lady, I have been a newspaper man a good many years. And in my profession, one learns a lot about various people in different walks of life. People, for example, who sell everything they own and make a very hasty exit from their hometown. A place like, Laramie, let us say.
What do you mean?
People who sell out and go to a new location to avoid murder charges.
You...
People like that would be very foolish to lose everything they have and perhaps be hanged for murder... when by sharing with a man like me, they might go on indefinitely without hearing the rattle of the skeleton in the closet.
You beast.
Tut, tut.
You'd better speak to my husband.
Oh, sorry, but I haven't time to wait for him. You might tell him what I've said. I'm sure he'll agree that it would be good judgment to treat me right. Now I must get on to my office. I'll give your regards to Milo Phillips.
It was later the same morning when the Lone Ranger, disguised as an old man, walked into the office of Sheriff Two Gun Taylor. The capable lawman didn't recognize his friend.
Well, Pop, what can I do for you?
I want to talk to you confidential, Sheriff.
Talk away. You're a stranger in town, aren't you?
Well, not exactly. You Got anybody locked up in that cell there in the rear?
No, nary a soul.
No one can overhear it?
No. And it strikes me you're being downright cautious. What's on your mind?
I wouldn't want my disguise penetrated.
Huh?
I didn't want to come into town wearing the mask.
Well, doggone. By thunder, it's you. Sit down, sit down.
Thanks. Sheriff, I've got to see you on something very confidential.
Yeah?
Last night, Todd and I found a dead man near the base of the old lookout tower.
Dead man?
Yes. He'd been recently killed.
Do you know who he was?
No, his pockets had been emptied. The badge had been taken from his vest. But I'm sure he was a lawman. Are you expecting anyone from another county?
No.
There was a scrap of paper clutched in the man's hand. Here it is.
This is all there was?
That's all. It's part of a pardon.
So I see. Don't tell much. Don't tell where it's from or who's being pardoned.
No, all the important information is on the missing portion of the paper. Do you know of anyone in town, Sheriff, who might be in line for a pardon?
No, no one I can think of offhand.
A lot of people have come to Frontier Town in the past year.
Yeah, that's true, but we don't ask questions about a man's past. When he comes here, his past is a closed book, as long as he behaves himself.
Yes, I know.
I don't savvy a situation like this. If the lawman had been killed on his way to arrest someone, I could understand it, but who'd want to gun a man that's delivering a pardon?
That's what we want to find out.
Only one way I can figure it.
Oh? What's that?
Maybe the critter this pardon is for thought the lawman was on the way to arrest him and shot him before he learned the truth.
Someone's coming here.
Hmm? Well, sure enough. Oh, it's John Larson.
Oh, who's he?
He came here a short time ago to work for Milo Phillips. He's a newspaper man.
I see. I'll keep my identity as an old man.
That's all right.
Howdy, Sheriff.
Hi, Larson.
I'm making the rounds of town to see if I can pick up any news.
Well, I reckon you come to the right place, Larson. We've got a murder mystery.
Yeah?
Old Pop here has found a dead man. Pop, tell Larson just what you told me, and I'll show him the hunk of paper you found.
Sam Bascom had returned to his hotel in high spirits, but these had been instantly dashed when Mary told about John Larson's demands.
Mary, I should have known it was no use to try to run away. Sooner or later, the law catches up with every man.
But, Sam, you're innocent. If you'd really murdered that man in Laramie, I wouldn't have come away with you. But you didn't. And you don't deserve to hang for shooting in self-defense.
Nevertheless, honey, I shouldn't have run away.
But they'd have hung you, Sam.
Yeah, they would have. Unless the truth came out.
Sam, maybe Larson is running a bluff. Maybe he can't prove a thing against you.
honey, he doesn't have to prove anything. All Larson's got to do is send word to the law at Laramie telling where Sam Bascom can be found.
That's so. But, Sam, what are we going to do?
Do? There's not much of a choice. We can pay what Larson demands, or, well, lose everything and go back to Laramie to hang.
Then that settles it.
What?
We'll simply have to pay Larson. There's no alternative. I'm not going to have you hang. Look.
Larson's coming in here.
Well, Sam, glad to see that you're here. I want to talk to you.
Mary's told me all there is to tell, Larson.
No, she hasn't. Not by a jugful. You and I had better go into the office where we can talk privately.
There's no one here but Mary and us.
That's what I mean. Let's go to the office where we can talk privately. Just you and me.
Don't bother. You stay here. I'll go into the office and check over our books.
Why couldn't Mary hear what you have to say?
She wouldn't approve.
Well, you didn't hesitate to talk to Mary this morning.
That was before I talked to an old man in the sheriff's office.
Old man?
An old man who knows enough to hang you, Sam. An old man who's got to die. And the sooner the better.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Hey!
we'll continue our story. Posing as an old man and a stranger in town, the Lone Ranger confided in John Larson and asked the help of the newspaper man in running down the murderer of a lawman. He didn't know that in talking to Larson, he had talked to the murderer himself, or that Larson was planning his murder.
Look here, Larson. If you think I'm going to kill an old man, you're crazy.
Just a minute, Sam. You've already shot a man over in Laramie, and if you're caught, the law will hang you.
That was in self-defense.
Well, this will be in self-defense, too. Because if you don't get this man, you go back to Laramie. And in Laramie, you'll hang.
But Larson,
I'm not... Look at this.
What? Marshal's badge.
That's right.
You mean to say... No. No, you can't be a lawman.
I'm not. But this badge came from a lawman. Sam, I'm going to lay the cards right on the table. The gent who wore this badge was on his way here from Laramie. If he'd gotten this far, he would have spotted you and you'd have been a gone goose. He didn't get this far because I killed him.
You?
I shot his dog, too. It seems I didn't kill the animal, I just winged him.
You killed the lawman?
Call it self-defense, the same as in your case. But to get back to the subject, the old man thinks the dog can identify the killer.
You?
Yes, the dog might identify me, and if I'm exposed, I'll tell all I know about you.
Now, see here, Larson, it's not my fault that you killed a man.
No, but you'll benefit by it. You're going to help keep me in the clear.
How?
I don't know yet. It all depends on the dog. Maybe you won't have to do anything. On the other hand, we may have to get rid of the dog and the old man who found him.
You mean another murder? I won't do it.
Oh, yes, you will. Because if you don't help me, you'll go back to Laramie.
I should have stayed there in the first place. I should have stayed and taken my medicine.
Yes, but you didn't stay. You ran out. And by doing it, you removed any doubt there might have been as to your guilt. Sam, you've got to think of Mary. Where will she be if you're caught?
Mary.
Do what I say and you're in the clear.
Mary wouldn't tolerate murder.
Now listen. The old galoot is taking the sheriff and coroner out to the lookout tower to get the body. They'll be back here in time for supper. They'll eat right here in your hotel.
Then what?
I'll join them. After supper, the old man is to go back to his camp. He plans to return tomorrow with a dog.
Yeah.
I'll go to the camp with him. You follow, keeping out of sight.
What do you expect me to do?
When we get to the camp, we'll soon know whether or not the dog is going to identify me. If he doesn't, you don't do anything. Just sneak back home and forget the whole thing.
But what if the dog recognizes you?
That's when you step in and start shooting.
Shooting?
You get the old man and I'll take care of the dog.
You mean shoot without giving him a chance?
That's exactly what I mean.
I'll think it over.
I'll be here at supper time. And you'd better be ready to do as I say if you don't want to go back to Laramie and have your neck fitted to a hangman's rope.
Will there be anything else, Sheriff Taylor?
No, no thanks, Mary. It was a first-rate dinner.
A little more coffee?
Yeah, I reckon you might warm it up a little bit.
How about you, sir?
No, thank you, miss. I couldn't eat me another smidge.
Well, Sheriff, I see you're trying Mary Bassam's food.
Oh, hello, Larson.
Grandpa, glad to see you again.
Why don't you fill that there empty chair and have some dinner?
Well, I'll sit down, but I just want a cup of coffee.
Very well. I'll get you a cup, Mr. Larson.
I didn't use mine, miss. Here. Might take this one, Larson.
Oh, thanks.
Is that all, gentlemen?
Yes, thanks, Mary.
Very well.
Hope you don't mind me joining you, Sheriff.
Oh, not at all.
I was just talking to the coroner.
Huh?
He was with you this afternoon.
That's right.
I don't suppose you have identified the man who was found.
Oh, not yet, but I reckon we will.
Grandpa, you were speaking about the wounded dog that belonged to the dead.
Step out in the hall for a minute.
But Sam, I have my tables to take care of.
Just for a minute, honey.
All right. But for goodness sake...
Right
you
here.
Know...
This will do.
Sam, it's the trouble. You seem excited.
No, no, honey. I've got to go on an errand.
An errand?
Yes, sir. I expect I'll be back around midnight.
Mercy's sake, Sam, what in the world...
Please, honey, don't ask questions. I can't tell you what it is or where I'm going. But you've got to trust me, that's all. Don't worry.
Sam... Is it something to do with Mr. Larson?
Why do you ask?
Ever since this morning when he told that he knew about us, about things back in Laramie, you've been acting more and more strange.
Don't worry about him, honey. Just take my word for it. Everything will be all right.
Sam, I'll not ask why you've got to go out tonight or where you're going. But just remember one thing.
What's that, Mary?
You'll not help matters any by shooting Mr. Lawson. Just remember that. No matter what the law in Laramie says, you're no criminal. Your conscience is clear. And I love and trust you.
Now listen, honey. Whatever gave you the idea that I planned to do anything to Lawson? Just because I was cleaning my gun is no
sign. Just remember what I told you, Sam. That's all. I'll be waiting for you. Get home as early as you can.
After dinner, Lawson was ready with a saddled horse to accompany the Lone Ranger, who was disguised as an old man, back to camp. As the two rode through the darkness, Sam Bascom followed at a safe distance. As the Lone Ranger approached the woodland clearing where he'd made his camp, he lifted his voice so Tonto could hear and take the cue.
Here's Camp Solitude, Mr. Larson. Just me and the dead man's dog. Whoa, there.
Whoa, there. I hear the dog.
Yep, he's right over yonder in the lean-to. Got him tied.
I'd like to see the animal.
Reckon that can be arranged.
Grandpop, that's the main reason I decided to ride to your camp with you. I'll write up a description of the dog and have it ready for the newspaper.
Curious a critter should bark so. He's been downright well behaved till now.
He doesn't sound as if he'd been badly hurt.
It's just brushed by a bullet, that's all. I'll go and get him.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'm mighty anxious to see him.
As the Lone Ranger entered the dark lean-to, Larson waited in the moonlit clearing with his hand on the butt of a six-gun. Presently, the dog leaped forward, snarling and growling, straining at the end of a rope.
Hang on to the dog.
Don't shoot. I got him in check. Quiet, boy. Quiet down now. Here.
Oh, that vicious cur.
It's steady. It's downright curious that he acts like this. He's as gentle as any dog I ever saw.
Gentle? Look at him. He acts as if he wanted to tear me apart.
Yep, he sure does.
Is that the beast you plan to take into town?
Yep, that's right, Larson. I figured he'd go after the man who shot his master. And the sheriff would know the killer.
He'd probably attack the first man he saw.
Oh, don't know about that.
Well, look at him. He'd attack me.
Yep.
You'd think I was the one who shot his master.
Yes, so, Lars.
You mean to infer...
I'm wondering if maybe you didn't come along with me so you could find out how the dog had behaved, huh?
Why, you...
Where were you at the time of the murder, huh?
If you think I...
Larson, that's what the sheriff's going to ask when he sees how the dog acts toward you. He's going to want to know a lot about you, where you come from, where you were when the lawman was killed. Oh, pulling the gun on me.
Yes, you old goat.
Now I wonder if you're not being downright careless. You shoot at the dog and I'll get my gun into play. Shoot me and I'll let go of the dog. He'll leap. You'd have to be mighty fast to get us both.
I won't have to be so fast.
Pulling that there gun is just the same as admitting you drilled the lawman at the lookout tower.
Sam! Sam, come here.
Sam?
I didn't come here alone, mister.
Larson, I don't like it.
You don't have to like it.
Well. Sam Bascom. Sure is a night of surprises, ain't
I'll
it?
I'll cover the old man while you shoot that dog.
But I...
Go ahead, do as I say.
I've been thinking it over, Larson.
There's nothing to think over.
I didn't have any part in the murder of that lawman. My conscience is clear. I'm not helping you cover a murder.
You fool, you'll go back to Laramie. You'll hang.
I'll take my chances on that. I'd as soon go back and have a showdown as to stay here and pay blackmail to you.
You double-crossing, I'll fix you. That'll do, Larson. Oh, my arm is busted.
It'll be your neck when you face the hangman. You,
draw, the way you fired. You saved my life.
Because, Sam, you refused to take my life.
You're not an old man.
Not as old as you thought.
Bascom, you fool, you double-crossing fool. Now we're both hanged.
That'll do, Larson. Let's tell Sam the truth. Let's tell him about the pardon.
Pardon?
Yes. When I found the dead lawman, he clutched a torn paper. It was part of a pardon for someone who lived in Frontier Town.
Pardon? The lawman came from Laramie. But that pardon was meant for me.
The truth, Larson. Tell me the truth.
Let me go.
Was that pardon for me?
Yes. Oh, my arm. Be careful.
So that's it. The lawman had a pardon for me. That's how you knew about the shooting in Laramie. Then you decided to blackmail me.
Here, Sam. Hold the dog while we bind Larson's arm. Then we'll take him to the sheriff.
Gosh, it's a fine dog.
He needs a home, Sam.
He can have one with me. By George, he can have anything he wants.
Otto, come out here with some bandages and a canteen of water, will you?
He got it all ready. That Indian?
Yes. He's been in the lean-to all along.
Why, he... Why?
I asked him to stay there until I saw how things developed. He had you covered, Larson. You didn't have a chance.
Gosh, if I'd gone to... Oh. Wait till I tell Mary about this. So that's the whole story, Mary. If I'd stuck with Larson, I'd gone to jail for a real crime. The fact that I had a pardon for the Laramie affair wouldn't have meant a thing.
Sam, you couldn't have stuck with Larson because you're not a crook. But you haven't told me why Larson killed the lawman.
He confessed the whole thing when Sheriff Taylor questioned him. The marshal had recognized him as Jeff Langdon, who's wanted by the law.
Oh.
He shot the marshal and was going to bury him, but he heard someone coming. He took the badge, hoping the marshal wouldn't be identified. Then he took the pardon, figuring to blackmail me. I guess that's all there is to tell.
All but one thing, Sam. Who was the old man? Or I should say, the man who posed as an old man.
Gosh, Mary, I thought you'd guess that when I told you the Indian's name was Tonto. Ah, that's right, boy. He was the Lone Ranger.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.